Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. NSA Ajit Doval asserts India hit 9 terrorist targets crisscrossing Pakistan without any miss during Operation Sindoor, dares foreign media to show any credible evidence of damage on Indian side. DRDO and Indian Air Force successfully test fire beyond visual range air-to-air Astra missile in Odisha. Government plans to roll out over 1,000 crore rupees subsidy scheme to promote production of rare earth magnets. 22 Maoists surrender at Narayanpur in Chhattisgarh. In cricket, hosts England were all out for 387 in the first innings of Lord's Test against India. And in Wimbledon tennis, men's single semi-final underway between Carlos Alcaraz and Taylor Fritz, Novak Djokovic and Jannik Sinner to lock horns in the second semi-final later tonight. India hit 9 terrorist targets inside Pakistan, not near the border but across its crisscross terrain during the recent Operation Sindoor. The strikes were precise to the point where the Indian Armed Forces knew who was where and the missiles hit nowhere else except the targets. This was stated by National Security Advisor Ajit Doval while delivering a speech at the 62nd annual convocation of IIT Madras at Chennai today.
We decided to have 9 terrorist targets in the crisscross of Pakistan. We missed none. And it was precise to the point where we knew who is where. Entire operation was started at 1:05 and was over at 1:28.
Mr. Doval also slammed foreign media for spreading misinformation about Operation Sindoor and challenged them to present any credible evidence of damage on the Indian side. Mr. Doval asserted that not even a glass pane was broken on the Indian side.
You tell me one photograph, one imagery, which shows any Indian damage being done, even a glass pane having been torn. They brought out photographs, they wrote this thing, the New York Times put it this thing, put out very this thing. Only imagery, they said 13 air bases of, whether it was in Sargodha, or it was in Rahim Yar Khan, or it was in Chaklala, or it was in Rawalpindi.
The NSA lauded the Indian Armed Forces for executing precision strikes within 23 minutes, destroying terror camps including LET and Hizbul Mujahideen bases in Pakistan and POJK. Defence Research and Development Organisation and Indian Air Force successfully conducted flight test of indigenous Astra missile today. This beyond visual range air-to-air missile was flight tested from Sukhoi 30 MKI platform in Odisha. According to the Defence Ministry, 2 launches were carried out against high-speed unmanned aerial targets at different ranges, target aspects and launch platform conditions. We have more from a correspondent.
During the tests, all subsystems performed accurately. These successful flight tests have re-established the accuracy and reliable performance of Astra weapon systems with indigenous Seeker. Astra has a range exceeding 100 kilometers and is equipped with state-of-the-art guidance and navigation system. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh complimented DRDO, IAF and industry involved in the design and development. He said the successful testing of the missile with indigenous Seeker is a major milestone in critical defense technology. DRDO Chairman Dr. Samir V. Kamath congratulated all the teams involved during the successful flight test. With Bhupendra Singh, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested another key conspirator wanted in the ISIS Pune sleeper module case. NIA said in a statement today that the 11th accused, Rizwan Ali, along with the 10 other accused, had conspired to commit a series of terror acts to destabilize the country and spread communal disharmony. Rizwan had carried a reward of 3 lakh rupees for information leading to his capture. The NIA Special Court had issued a standing non-bailable warrant against Rizwan, who was actively involved in promoting the terror activities of the designated foreign terror outfit ISIS. In Jammu and Kashmir, the State Investigation Agency SIA conducted raids at 3 locations in Jammu, Doda and Handwara as part of a terror financing probe. The searches targeted a conspiracy involving cross-border funding through cryptocurrency to fuel terrorism and destabilize peace. According to the SIA, the operation aimed to identify individuals inciting youth against the country. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has successfully coordinated the return of Kubbawala Mustafa from UAE through Interpol channels. Kubbawala Mustafa is wanted by the Mumbai police on the allegations of operating from abroad a synthetic drug manufacturing factory at Sangli. More than 126 kilograms of methadone, drugs worth over 25 lakh rupees, was recovered and confiscated from the said factory linked to Kubbawala Mustafa and others. The International Police Cooperation Unit, IPCU, of CBI in collaboration with the NCB, Abu Dhabi, successfully brought back the wanted red notice subject. 22 Maoists have surrendered before the police in Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh today. District Superintendent of Police Robinson Guria said that a total reward of 37 lakh and 50,000 rupees was declared on these Maoists.
कुल 22 माओवादियों ने नारायणपुर जिले में पुलिस के सामने आत्मसमर्पित किया है। इसमें मुख्य रूप से जो डीवीसी सुखलाल, जिसने कुतुल एरिया कमेटी को काफी समय से इंचार्ज रहा है, उसने सरेंडर किया अपनी वाइफ के साथ। बाकी एक डीवीसीएम, 3 एसीएम, 5 पार्टी मेंबर्स के रैंक के थे और बाकी आरपीसी एवं अन्य नक्सल सहयोगियों ने सरेंडर किया है।
The surrendered Maoists will be provided incentives of 50,000 rupees each along with other facilities under the new rehabilitation policy of the state government. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing tomorrow. He will also address the appointees on the occasion. The 16th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. The recruitments are taking place across central government ministries and departments. The government is planning to roll out a 1,345 crore rupees subsidy scheme to promote the production of rare earth magnets in the country. Interministerial consultations are underway in this regard. This was informed by Secretary in the Ministry of Heavy Industry, Kamran Rizvi, during a function in New Delhi today. He added the scheme will provide end-to-end support for the conversion of rare earth oxides into magnets. The subsidy will facilitate investment for establishing processing facilities for companies to convert rare earth oxides into magnets. The proposed scheme comes in the wake of China restricting exports of rare earth magnets that has hit global supplies, impacting EV makers. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal held a review meeting with senior officials on enhancing ease of doing business. The minister said government is committed to strengthening trust-based governance by reducing compliance burden and decriminalizing laws. He said the government is facilitating an ecosystem so that entrepreneurs can innovate and scale without barriers. Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level review meeting on Yamuna rejuvenation in New Delhi today. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Shah said that Delhi Pollution Control Committee, DPCC, should work in action mode to control water pollution. He directed to increase the capacity of sewage treatment plant, STP, for Yamuna to 1,500 million gallons per day in the next 3 years. The Home Minister laid special emphasis on increasing the e-flow in Yamuna and said that all three states, Haryana, Delhi and Uttar Pradesh, should make efforts for Yamuna's rejuvenation, and there should be regularity and transparency in testing of the water flowing out of the STPs. The government has given the service extension to Home Secretary Govind Mohan till the 22nd of August next year. He was scheduled to retire on the 30th of September this year. The appointment committee of the cabinet has approved the extension of service of Mr. Mohan. The Indian Railways has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Dedicated Freight Corridor Corporation of India Limited for the installation of Machine Vision Based Inspection System, MVIS, to boost train safety. MVIS is a modern artificial intelligence and machine learning-based technology solution that captures high-resolution images of the undergear of moving trains and automatically detects any hanging, loose or missing components. National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has strengthened the process for blacklisting the loose fast tags to ensure smooth tolling operations. Road Transport and Highways Ministry said in a statement today that loose fast tags pose a challenge to the efficiency of electronic toll collection operations. The NHI has provided a dedicated email ID and has directed the toll collection agencies and concessionaires to immediately report such fast tags. The monsoon remains actively persistent across Himachal Pradesh with intermittent rainfall continuing in the capital Shimla and most other regions. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for several districts, warning of heavy rainfall in parts of the state until 17th of July. According to the department, on 12th July, yellow alert for heavy rainfall has been declared for parts of Shimla, Solan and Sirmaur districts. We have a report.
In Himachal Pradesh, in the past 24 hours, the highest rainfall was recorded in Pando in Mandi district with 50 millimeters. Life in Siraj and Nachan assembly constituencies of Mandi has yet to return to normal. According to the latest information from the State Emergency Operations Center, the Mandi-Dharampur National Highway 3, which had been blocked due to massive landslides, has now been reopened for traffic. However, 184 roads across the state are still blocked. Additionally, 111 electricity transformers and 791 drinking water schemes remain disrupted. So far, this monsoon season has claimed the lives of 92 people, while 172 have been injured and 33 are still missing. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Shimla.
Intermittent rain continues in many districts of Uttar Pradesh. We have a report.
Uttar Pradesh has recorded 5% more rainfall than normal during the monsoon till now. However, eastern Uttar Pradesh, including the capital Lucknow, has received less than normal rainfall so far. The southwest monsoon has been normal in the state during the last 24 hours. Light to moderate rainfall has occurred at some places in eastern and western Uttar Pradesh. Heavy rain was witnessed today at some places in Bundelkhand region. According to the Meteorological Department, there is a possibility of heavy rain in entire Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. A warning of lightning and heavy rain has been issued in some areas. According to the information received from Met Department, there will be no significant change in maximum and minimum temperature till July 14. Heavy rain is expected in many parts of the state on July 15 and 16. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
In Uttarakhand, the Met Department has forecast a yellow alert of rain in the state till Tuesday. An orange alert of rain has been issued in Dehradun, Nainital and Bageshwar on Sunday. Efforts are on to open the routes of the hilly areas, which are repeatedly blocked due to rain and landslides in the state. The annual 38-day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra that commences on the 3rd of this month is going on peacefully and seamlessly from the twin routes of Nunwan Pahalgam Base Camp in Anandnag and Baltal Base Camp in Central Kashmir's Gandharbal district. We have a report.
On the ninth day of ongoing Yatra, over 1,65,000 Yatris had darshan of Shivlingam at the Holy Cave Shrine till this evening. Yatris from across the country are expressing their satisfaction and joy over visiting Kashmir for darshan at Holy Cave.
बाबा के दर्शन करके और हम चाहते हैं हर साल दर्शन करने आए बाबा के बढ़िया लगा बहुत अच्छी सुविधा सारे कर्मचारी बहुत बढ़िया से
पहली बार यात्रा करी मैंने बहुत बढ़िया लगा और प्रशासन की बहुत बढ़िया व्यवस्था है और बाबा की कृपा सब पे बनाए रहे हैं
नोटेबली ओवर 6,400 यात्रीज इन द 10th बैच लेफ्ट भगवती नगर जम्मू बेस कैंप टुडे मॉर्निंग एंड रीचेड देयर रेस्पेक्टिव बेस कैंप्स इन कश्मीर रीजन तारिक रादर आकाशवाणी न्यूज श्रीनगर.
In cricket, India was 74 for 2 against England in the first innings in the third test at Lord's when reports last came in. Jofra Archer dismissed Yashasvi Jaiswal in his very first over to give an early blow to India. Earlier, England were bowled out for 387 in the first innings. Indian pacer Jasprit Bumrah bagged 5 wickets, but Jamie Smith and Brydon Cass's 50s helped the hosts to post a challenging total. Joe Root scored 104 runs. The 5-match Anderson-Tendulkar Test Series is currently level at 1-1. In Wimbledon tennis, Carlos Alcaraz has reached the men's singles final, beating Taylor Fritz in the semi-final clash a short while ago. World number 2, Alcaraz of Spain, defeated 5th seed Taylor Fritz of US 6-4, 5-7, 6-3 and 7-3. The 6th seed and 7-time champion Novak Djokovic will lock horns with top seed Yannick Sinner of Italy in a short while. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. NSA Ajit Doval asserts India hit 9 terrorist targets crisscrossing Pakistan without any miss during Operation Sindoor. Dares foreign media to show any credible evidence of damage on the Indian side. DRDO and Indian Air Force successfully test fire beyond visual range air-to-air Astra missile in Odisha. Government plans to roll out over 1,000 crore rupee subsidy scheme to promote production of rare earth magnets. 22 Maoists surrender at Narayanpur in Chhattisgarh. In cricket, hosts England were all out for 387 in the first innings of the Lord's Test against India. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.